Some members of the Washington and Benton County Quorum Courts have expressed concern in the past week about a designation available for the White River. The debate is visible in eastern Arkansas over a federal designation of the White River as a national blueway. The federal government sees the designation as a way to partner with local and state agencies for future improvements to the White River. Opponents say they are afraid the government is overstepping its boundaries with the designation, and they fear landowners could lose their property under the designation. Jonathan Reeves from our content partner KASU in Jonesboro files this report.
The White River is one of two rivers in the nation that's been designated as a National Blue Way. The other is the Connecticut River National Blue Way, which spans across Connecticut, Vermont, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. The National Blue Way system was established on May 24, 2012, by a secretarial order by then Department of the Interior Secretary Ken Salazar. The program was announced as part of the Obama administration's America's Great Outdoors program, which stresses partnerships to create conservation solutions for America's outdoors. Rivers are selected for the National Blue Way through a competitive nominating process. Keith Weaver is project leader of the Central Arkansas National Wildlife Refuge Complex with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
And this national system is designed to recognize successful and long-standing efforts by partners that are working towards conservation, recreation, education, and sustainable economic activities. And these partnerships are operating in what would be considered nationally significant rivers and their watersheds.
According to Weaver, those counties that decide to be part of the designation can qualify for grants to help make future improvements to the White River. Weaver says the program is voluntary. Those who oppose the Blue Way designation see things differently. Opponents say they're concerned federal agencies, like the Army Corps of Engineers, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and other agencies, will use the designation to dictate what will happen to the White River and take property away from those who own land around the White River. Jeannie Burlsworth is with Secure Arkansas.
And already they're dictating how we use our land and you know, what type of crop you grow, how much of a crop you grow and sell. This has been a problem for many years. And see, one thing that this Blue Way does is it provides the nexus, and that's what people don't understand about this designation. It provides a nexus for all the rules and regulations to come together and really have a major bite of authority to implement this. We've not seen this yet. We've never been under this type of pressure before.
According to Burlsworth, the designation was made without congressional approval, and they're afraid the government is overstepping its boundaries. Keith Weaver with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service counters that by saying the designation is locally driven, and local and state governments call the shots. 13 counties in Arkansas that have the White River flow through them have already opted out of the program, and the debate on this issue continues. July 9th is the deadline for public comment to be submitted and for counties to decide whether to stay in the designation. In Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.